We're in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph and up to Sif Yud Dalet, and that's what we're going to be doing. Im lo tom hamakadesh, v'tom echad me hamasubim kemalo lugmav, pirish malo piv yotza. If the one that made Kiddush is not the one that tasted it, but one of the people that listened and was yotza with the Kiddush, he drank malo lugmav one cheekful. The halach is that you're yotza, but it's got to be somebody that actually was yotza with this Kiddush. Someone else that's going to have to make his own borei pre'agofen, he will not be mekayim the halacha of drinking the kosher bracha by drinking the malo lugmav. Ve'ein shtia shnayim mitzdarefes l'malo lugmav. This shita holds that two people's drinking cannot be mitzdaref to a malo lugmav. The reasoning being that the whole idea of malo lugmav is that that is considered a sufficient kind of drinking. That is something that satiates one, and therefore we would call it an act of shtia. If two people did that, neither one is satiated, which means sach hakol, nobody really drank it. That's what this shita holds. The Mishnah Bura points out that it seems like many Rishonim hold this way. There's still a mitzvah that everybody should drink a little bit, which means the Makadesh Lechatchila or somebody else should drink a Malo Lugmav, and aside from that, everybody else should be Toim a little bit. But let's say you have a small cup, and if everyone's Toim, you're not going to be left with a Malo Lugmav for the Makadesh. So the Mishnah Berurah says not to do that. The Yesh Omrim, the Kevan Shebein Kulam Tomu Kumalo Lugmav Yotsu, the Shtias Kulam Mitzdarefes Tekashir. There is a day that there is tziruf, that a few people together can drink and it'll add up to a malo lugmav. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is only if it was b'chdei achilas pras. That means that all the drinking together was within the zman of k'dei achilas pras, which is generally accepted to be like 3 minutes. Further, the Mishnah Berurah points out that even according to this shita, that's only a b'dievet. As the Mishnah Berurah follows the Magen Avraham, that nobody holds that lechatchila you make kiddush al das for everybody to drink less than a malo lugmav and collectively add it up to a malo lugmav. The Mishnah Berurah also leaves the sheet as a bit of a tzorech iyun, because the claim is that the source to this is in a Gemara that's discussing Arba Kosis. And in Arba Kosis, everyone agrees that everyone's going to do their own drinking. You can't be yotza with other people's malo lugmav. Now further, Vagonim sovrim shim lo tom ha-makadesh lo yotza. The Gaonim shita is that dafka, the makadesh, has to be the one that drinks the malo lugmav. So lechatchila we paskin that the makadish is the one that should drink malo lugmav. V'dafka bekiddush avashar dvar matunim kos modem agonim desagi betim azacher. The gonim are moda that in all other kosis shel bracha, as long as someone drank a malo lugmav, that is sufficient. It's only kiddush because there's an asmachta to a pasik. Dafka over there we say that the makadish is the one that has to drink. Now halacha lamaisa. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that lechatchila the Makadesh should drink, if not, one of the Mesubin should drink, and if not, we can even be nakel and be somach on the drinking of everybody all together. But not only that, but even if the Makadesh drank nothing, he wasn't even toim, the halach is that b'dieved that'll be all right. So this is all for the kos shel kiddush, but let's say any other kind of kos, any other kind of kosher bracha, the halacha will be that the mevorech does not have to be toim from the kos at all, and he can give it to somebody else to drink, as long as one person drinks an entire malo lugmav.